AURN News.
I'm Ebony McMorris. Upon his return from Saudi Arabia, President Biden was asked about another issue. Will he keep his campaign promise and commute sentences of those who have previous marijuana convictions? The president responded, "I don't think anyone should be in prison for the use of marijuana," but he offered no details or timeline. I spoke with Kevin Ring, president of Families Against Mandatory Minimums, about why there's been a drag.
Yeah, I think what's happening here is the White House is making a mistake. Because of rising crime rates, they are freezing their criminal justice reform agenda. I don't think reform is the problem. I think reform is the answer.
Marijuana is now legal in 37 states. Meanwhile, 15.7 million people have been arrested for marijuana offenses in the last two decades. The cannabis industry is expected to bring in $32 billion in annual sales. For more of the interview, go to AURN.com. For AURN News, I'm Ebony McMorris.